All right, joining me right now, the author of The Healthy Italian, which, by the way, I didn't know was a cookbook. I thought it was identifying the one Italian who's healthy. But it turns out it's a cookbook written by Fina Scroppo. Is it Scroppo?
It is.
Wow, what an unfortunate married name. I looked at your photo. I looked at your photo and thought, hey, I got to have this woman on the show. Then you show up with your husband. I can't tell you how offended I am.
I'm so sorry.
You have written a book called The Healthy Italian. You have been part of many books. You're an editor. You're a journalist. Did you have something to do with David Chilton's Wealthy Barber Returns?
I did. I edited his book.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
So you made cuts on The Wealthy Barber. Sorry. Okay, so you've written a book called The Healthy Italian. Yeah. Now, it's funny, Fina, when you hear about Italian food,
mm-hmm.
It's my favorite food in the world, by the way. I don't know if anybody told you that. Did anybody tell you that? It's my favorite food in the world. It's another reason why you're here. You better have brought Italian food along with your husband.
I brought some food.
You don't think healthy. I mean, you think delicious, but you don't think healthy because everybody's so worried about carbs now, right?
Absolutely. Everybody thinks delicious and indulgent and all those wonderful things. But you can make it healthy. You can make it authentic. You can make it great tasting.
All
you can make it like Nona used to make, and it can be healthy.
Nona, of course, Italian for grandma.
Of course, yes. Yeah.
Now, my favorite Italian food, spaghetti and meatballs. Tell me how.
I knew that.
Yeah, how you can make that healthy.
You can absolutely make that healthy by incorporating some whole grains, by incorporating great spices, fresh spices. I mean, think about the amount of spices we have now that's available to us in the grocery store.
Right.
Once upon a time, the only way we could get fresh spices, herbs and spices in the grocery store was to wait until summertime. Or was to grow them in the backyard, in the garden.
Yeah.
And now we've got them throughout the year, which is incredible.
Now, when you say whole grain, do you mean the spaghetti part?
I mean the spaghetti part. I even mean the meatball part. We can
whole grains in the meatballs?
Absolutely.
But there's still meat.
Oh, there better be some meat.
Yeah, right. You're out of here
or
now.
Or I'm in trouble. Yeah. No, we can incorporate either whole grain bread instead of just your normal plain bread.
Yeah, don't have white bread when you're having spaghetti and meatballs.
No, probably not a good idea.
No.
But I did something differently. I incorporated oats.
Oats into your spaghetti
into
and meatballs?
Into my meatballs, and not the spaghetti, but in the meatballs. And they're succulent, they're wonderfully tasting, and they're whole grain. They're better for you.
And a time bomb, if you don't mind my saying so. That's great. All right.
So
you incorporate
can't wait to
oats
taste
into the meatballs.
Yes.
Can your husband pull some of that out? Let's keep your husband occupied while we talk.
Yeah, you got to heat them up. But what I did is instead of the spaghetti is there for you, whole grain, of course.
We'll send your husband out of the room to heat this stuff up.
Let's get that going. And instead, what I brought you is some nine grain bread, so you can smash them in there and eat them as a panino, as a
right. You can make a meatball sandwich.
Absolutely.
My second
next favorite
Italian food. A meatball sandwich.
Fantastic.
Absolutely amazing. Now, what about things like veal parmesan? Can you bake veal instead of deep frying it?
Absolutely. You can sear it first.
Right.
You know, very little oil or just enough to sort of grease the pan. You can even do different things with meats and with anything that you're battering or anything that you're breading.
Right.
You can use all kinds of different things as breading. You can take rice crackers and you can put them in the.
So you don't necessarily have to take stale bread to make your bread.
You can take all kinds of things. I use quinoa sometimes. I use quinoa. I put it in the processor in the mill. And it makes a wonderful breading. I use that with a cheese that I do, a pan-seared cheese that I do as an appetizer.
So you don't sacrifice taste.
Absolutely not. It's about keeping that authentic Italian taste.
Right.
And doing it with all kinds of things that are good for you. Whole grains, less salt, less sugar, more vegetables, more fruits.
Right.
And you're doing it without compromising taste. Look, if I compromise taste, my family would let me know about it. They're used to having Nona's food.
So every recipe in the book is healthy.
Absolutely. It's healthier.
Every single one.
It's healthier than its original, form. It's basically taking all those wonderful favorites, all the things that my Nona used to make, Nonas from around the world that we've come to really love and enjoy with our families. Because really what it comes down to is spending time and enjoying that with our families. And that's part of what the book is about. It's of course celebrating Italian food.
Right.
But it's also celebrating the culture and celebrating our families and spending time with them and coming to the table with them.
All right. When we come back, I want to ask you about substitutes instead of semolina pasta and wheat and stuff.
Great.
Do you do that too?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's talk about wheat substitutes for you celiacs. I love that name. Celiac. It cracks me up. Doesn't sound like a sad thing. Celiacs. Oh, you too? Me too. All right, when we return.
This is Beyond the Mic with Mike Bullard on News Talk 1010.
Hey, Fina Scropo still with me. She's the author of The Healthy Italian. Her husband, Mike, took all the photos in the cookbook. Beautiful photos, Mike.
Thank you.
Way to go. You're very attractive people, the two of you. You look like you belong together. Now, we were talking at the break. You mentioned quinoa, and an Italian person sent in a cuss word regarding quinoa in Italian, which you translated for me, but I cannot repeat on the air here.
I did.
Other people said, I'm Italian, and I'm not allowed to eat pasta anymore. So the substitute for that is, what, rice? Because you said sister, even though your sister's Italian, your sister was diagnosed as a celiac.
Yes, 21 years ago.
Is there anything sadder than an Italian celiac?
Yes, we thought it was the end of the world. I mean, truly, there wasn't this variety of gluten-free products like you see now in the grocery store. I had to go down to Sick Kids Hospital to get her food, believe it or not, any packaged food. So that gave us an opportunity at home because we were all passionate about cooking.
Right.
And so mom, of course, would never serve anything to us unless she could eat it. So we started experimenting with alternatives, with all kinds of different things to make it taste the same.
Right.
And to have the same texture.
The rice pasta tastes the same, doesn't it?
And you know what? It depends. I mean, I will admit the earlier sort of, you know, variations weren't the best. Even some of the whole wheat pasta, admittedly, was not the best. But there's
so
much variety now.
Isn't it odd that the Chinese invented pasta and now we have to go to rice pasta? Did you guys know this? Marco Polo discovered pasta when he was in China.
Yes. But you know what? There's so much variety now. I mean, you've got to just open up and experiment. I mean, Mike wasn't always open to experimenting.
Your husband, Mike?
My husband, right?
Boy,
and
we keep bringing him up, don't we?
But, you know, we love spelt pasta. There's some whole grain pastas on the market that are really good tasting. Yeah. And, you know, you've got a good sauce that blends.
I think another thing people didn't realize, like 40, 50 years ago, when you were in the city of Toronto, your choices were Italian, Chinese, or a steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And the Italian, I mean, it wasn't the kind of stuff you're seeing today, like the soups, the salads, the vegetables. There's so many vegetable recipes in here, I can't believe it.
Well, I mean, think about the kind of vegetables that are now being brought in. I mean, years ago, my dad came to Canada. He didn't know the language. He didn't speak.
If he didn't grow it himself, he couldn't get it.
He couldn't get it, right? And so he worked in grocery stores all his life. He started at the Ontario Food Terminal. And he basically, you know, the odd time he'd bring in a vegetable that was like a surprise, something that just shipped in that day.
Right.
That you couldn't get probably until the next year.
Right.
And so that gave us an opportunity again to be exposed to these kinds of foods. And now we've got them at our hand. I mean, there's nothing better now than to get to the grocery store and make those choices, right?
It started with zucchini, by the way, folks, in 1974.
With the zucchini?
Zucchini. I had never seen a zucchini in my life. I thought it was a cucumber from a broken home. And the zucchini was the first introduction I had to all these exotic type vegetables.
Okay, so have you tasted zucchini blossoms?
No.
Oh.
Is that the flower on top of the
zucchini?
That
is the flower, and those are delicious.
Can you just snatch it and...
Snatch it, you cut
it
up, and you
cut it up, knead it.
You cut it up, and you usually make them in patties, or you usually treat them the same way, either as a stuffing,
right?
Zucchini stuffed zucchinis, or you can just batter them and sear them or bake them, of course, being healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And they're delicious, they're fantastic.
I've never even heard of a zucchini blossom.
Oh, delicious.
I've heard of a turd blossom, you don't want to eat that. That's a flower that grows out of manure. That I count. Well, sorry, it's a different thing. All right. Fina Scropo, The Healthy Italian, thehealthyitalian.ca, and it's available at all the bookstores, Chapters, Indigo, which are the same bookstore, really, folks? Who are we kidding? But go to healthyitalian.ca, get this book. It's absolutely fascinating and good for you. Thank you, Fina.
Thank you so much, Brian.